With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Domestic air travel should be returning to normal. Earlier this morning, the Federal Aviation Administration ended flight restrictions at 40 major U.S. airports.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy hasn't shared the specific safety data that prompted the cancellation order, but he cited reports during the shutdown of planes getting too close in the air, more runway incursions, and pilot concerns about controllers' responses. With the Thanksgiving travel period now here, airline leaders have expressed optimism that operations will rebound now that the FAA has lifted the travel restrictions.
Correspondent George Williams reporting. President Trump is indicating he plans to meet with New York City's mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani and says they'll work something out. For months, the president has labeled the Democratic Socialist Mamdani a communist. After urging Republicans for months to keep Jeffrey Epstein files private, President Trump now says those files should be released.
The Democrats on the Oversight Committee published selected emails mentioning Donald Trump last week. The House is preparing to vote on a bill which would result in everything being released. On Sunday, a co-sponsor of the bill said 100 members of the president's own party could now back it.
That's the BBC's Tom Simons. Police in Nigeria say gunmen have abducted 25 girls from a high school in the northwestern part of the country. One staff member at the school was killed. Another was wounded in the attack. No group has yet claimed responsibility for the abductions. A report by an Israeli human rights group says at least 98 Palestinians died in Israeli custody since the war in Gaza began. Physicians for Human Rights Israel says systematic violence was a part of those deaths. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington tells us that a pro-life group plans to spend big on the midterm elections.
A lot will be at stake in next fall's vote, including control of Congress, and SBA Pro-Life America wants to be sure the winners are those who protect unborn babies. The organization says it plans to spend $80 million to promote pro-life candidates across the nation in 2026. The focus will include Iowa, Michigan, Georgia, and North Carolina. All 435 seats in the House of Representatives will be on the line, as will one-third of the Senate. Michael Harrington reporting.
Clergy in Tanzania are condemning the recent killings of protesters by government forces in wake of a disputed election. The pastors warn that there will be no peace in the country without justice following the election. Tanzania's leading opposition party says that at least 2,000 people have died in the protests. Many hundreds more have been arrested and charged with treason. This is SRN News. Cities across the country are using AI for road safety.
Cities and states in the U.S. are turning to AI to improve road safety. Hawaii is distributing 1,000 dashboard cameras to monitor road conditions and reduce traffic fatalities. San Jose, California has reported a 97% success rate in identifying potholes using cameras on street sweepers. Texas is using AI to analyze road conditions and identify outdated street signs. Florida and Michigan are also leveraging AI for road safety improvements. These efforts aim to address infrastructure issues and prepare roads for autonomous vehicles, highlighting the growing role of technology in transportation safety. Ron Taylor reporting.
Later this week, AI giant NVIDIA will release its quarterly earnings. The company has been the pace setter for AI-related stocks in this year's Wall Street rally. NVIDIA's results will be a crucial bellwether for the tech sector. More details at srnnews.com.